Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. This is his grandmother, Mama Jai. Oh, but I'm so excited to be here. And happy, 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 happy New Year to everyone. Just want to wish everyone a fantastic, happy New Year. We have entered 2011. I am so excited. For those of you who are listening and supporting this broadcast, we thank you so very much. We want to thank the 26,127 listeners who have been listening and supporting Home-Based Business 101. Founded by my wonderful husband, Sitawi Jahi. We want to ask you that you go ahead and Twitter and that you Facebook and send out those tweets and things to let people know the show is on. Jasari's Love Show is on, and we're getting started. We want to thank you so much for the people who came and listened to last week's show. We had 450 people that listened to the fantastic The New Yorker with Gail Walker out of New York City. 52 who listened to The New Habits for a New Year by Baba Jahi. 85, thank you very much, who listened then to the Jasari's Love Show. Out with the old and in with the new. And we just want to thank you very, very, very much for supporting our shows. Well, as I said, I wanted to thank you and wish you a happy new year and thank my grandson. But let's go ahead and get started. Let's jumpstart our new year 2011 with fun events that can propel your business forward by months. And listen to this, people, and even years. Be prepared to come out of your comfort zone and boldly face the challenges that will be encountered along the way. My guest today is Ms. Ruth Bradford, and we both will be sharing a few ideas about starting your 2011. I'm so excited. As you all know, I ended the year bringing on my good friend out of Texas, Ruth, and we've just been having a really good time sharing with you the things that we're learning and that we're experiencing in network marketing and in having a home-based business. Ruth has a company that she belongs to called Vitamart, and she's really excited. She's reached really high in Vitamart and was able to leave her job at the post office after many, many years of being there, all because of the opportunities that particular company gave her in being in network marketing. So without going on any further, I just want to make sure I bring Ruth on. She has some tips that she wants to share with us. She has 7 tips to help you propel yourself into 2011. We're in 2011, people, so let's bring Ruth on. Let me see. Let me get Ruth on here. I've got to have to bring her on. And there you are. Ruth, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here. How are you today?
I am fantastic. I am fantastic. I'm so glad to have you here, Ruth. And could you share with us those 7 tips, Ruth?
Well, Cynthia, first, may I just say it's an honor to be on your show today. I am just so thrilled to be a part of Home-Based Business 101 and all the fantastic things that you all have done in the past year. And in this year to come, and I will be remiss, Cynthia, if I don't take this time to wish you a happy birthday. We did it on Facebook yesterday, but this being the first show of the year, I have to tell you, and all your listeners, please extend to Cynthia Jahi a happy birthday. Yesterday was her birthday, and another year. So happy birthday, Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I definitely feel the blessings and the love. Thank you so much, Ruth.
Well, you are definitely a gift to us, and I'm pleased to share with you all this morning some 7 tips to plan out your best year yet for your small business and home business success. You know, Cynthia, you and I, we talk daily, but yesterday you gave me some little guidelines or some words that kept coming up for you as a theme for this year. So can I put you on the spot for a minute to kind of share with your audience what are some of the words that you want to focus on this year, positive
Okay. Well, basically, some of the things that I had in mind was, of course, we're jump-starting. And, you know, when you think about jump-starting anything, it's almost like getting your car jump-started. You got to get that battery going. And, you know, I always have that word responsibility. I actually don't have my list in front of me, but being responsible, I have that word, cooperative, working cooperatively. You know, you're on a team. And
yes.
In order for people to make it, they have to have that team spirit, you know. And so being responsible, taking appropriate actions, all of our businesses tell us specifically what to do. Yes, we have the freedom. But
mm-hmm.
there's the word appropriate. So those would be some. And then the word challenge, challenging yourself and being challenged. So you just ask me for the words. I'll go no further. So that way
well,
I won't take up too much time.
Thank you. You did great because out of that, our conversation and those, you know, you giving me a list yesterday and us discussing it, I came up with these tips that I want to share with you today. And one of the main ones, the steps, stood out to me with cooperation, cooperative, and challenge. So let's challenge ourselves this year to being the best people we can be, having the most fun we can have this year in 2011 in doing our home business. So after our conversation yesterday, I got seven tips together. And the first one is to reflect and give thanks and praise. You know, since you're doing this country's economic downturn, a lot of things have happened to people in the past year. So I asked myself, am I better off this year than I was last year, and why? The first thing that I always put at the top of my list is gratitude. And that's the first thing and praise. I'm grateful for what I have, what God has given me, the gifts that God has given me, and I give thanks always for the people in my life and for the opportunities that I have to on a daily basis. So that's the first tip I want to ask everyone to do today is just be grateful and give thanks and praises to God for granting favor on your life last year and this year, and for all the seasons of your life.
Very good, very good. I agree with you on that, Ruth. So often people are looking at what they don't have, and they don't look at what they do have, and be grateful for each step, each little gift. That, like you said, a gratitude. Just taking a moment to reflect. I definitely agree with that. What are some other tips that you have? That's fantastic.
Second thing that I looked at is. And what you need to do this year is assess your decisions and your strategies that you want to use this year. So you want to assess, you know, take time to reflect back over the past year. Like I said, are you better off this year than you were last year? If not, why? If so, why? So write down what worked, Cynthia, and what didn't work for your business. You can see what you need to do more of or what you need to do less of. And so you want to be sure to ask yourself the question and be honest with yourself and then make the adjustments that you need to stay on course. So there's four things that I do. I plan, I do, I review, and then I adjust. So if you just take that little assessment on all your decisions and all your, you know, your strategies, that'll help you propel yourself in 2011.
That is fantastic. I agree with all of those things. I think that one of the things that people don't do enough of on a daily basis is to reflect. Because if I think if they did, they could see that they probably did at least one of the things that they had set out to do that day. And if they could check that off, like in the book by Brian Tracy, Eat That Frog, they check off that one thing, then they could say, wow, you know, I'm thankful to the Creator for the fact that I did achieve that one thing. Then they may be a little down that they didn't achieve all 10 things, but then maybe they can just kind of, as you said, make some adjustments to and change their plan around a little bit to get maybe two or three of those things in. Maybe there's something else they need to do in their planning that will help them get to that next goal that they had set for themselves. So you can go
exactly.
right ahead. You have
and that goes into step three as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that plan, after that adjustment, you got to take action. So you got to actively reposition yourself and your business. And then, so what we're doing is we've done our plan, do our review, and our adjust. Now we're going to think about the changes that you want to make and in what areas you want to make them in. You want to take actions to in your professional life and your personal life. And what are some of the examples that I use? I'm taking action to better my health this year, you know, to improve it. I want to lose some weight. You know, I want to enrich my relationships with my family I was born into and my extended family. I want to create new friendships and strengthen the relationships and the friendships that I already have. So I want to earn more money. That's another one. You know, I looked at all at areas of my life, financially, spiritually, you know, monetarily, health-wise. And so now that I've done that, now that I've listed out what I need to do, I'm taking action on it. And that's the third step is taking action. You got to take action.
And folks,
step number four. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just want to tell folks, I hope you have your pen and pad out. You know, that's one of the things we talked about last year, having your pen and pad while when you're on these different conferences or this type of show, because we're all trying to give you specific tips. So I hope you have something to write with, folks, because Ruth has some really good nuggets here. So go right ahead, Ruth.
Cynthia, step four, and you've probably heard this before, plan. If you plan to fail, then you fail to plan. And I say plan because that, if you don't make a plan for yourself, you're going to fall into somebody else's plan. And guess what? They might not have your best interest in mind. So take the time as you're taking those actions to make a specific plan. And this is the first of the year, the first time is the best time. People are making resolutions. They're setting goals. So there's no time like the present to get it done. And you should at least get that business plan of action or that business strategy for success and done in the first quarter of this year. So we're going to talk further next week about goal setting, but set SMART goals and then carry them out. Again, all these tips, they might kind of overlap, but the number four, as I said, is plan. Because if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Number five.
Okay.
Step five, you want to keep going?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Step five is prioritize your task and your time. So now that you set out your plan, you know, rank them or rank your goals or your tasks in hierarchy of importance, and that'll help you implement them. One of the first things on my list is reading. I love reading. I do that first thing in the morning because, number one, it helps me grow, and number two, if I don't get it done, I might find something else to do in its place. You know, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You get phone calls. I have a morning call every mastermind call with a group of lovely women, wonderful friends every morning where we just set our tone for the day. We have a little worship or inspirational reading. We have a prayer, and then we're going through a book that we're studying. But the other day, somebody called, one of our daughters called, and she needed us to run an errand for her. You know, so that's what I'm saying. Things happen. So when you set your prioritize your tasks and you set your time, those needed interruptions come, you know, you won't feel guilty because even though I had to not do that call that day, I had gotten up earlier and already done my reading. I had already done some of the tasks. So life is going to get in the way daily, not just sometimes. It wasn't my daughter this time, but it could be something else. Sometimes, you know, you might wake up, your plumbing might be you know, you might need to give attention to something else. But all I can say is this: prioritize your task and schedule out so that you will know what you're going to do that day. And at the end of the day, check it off. So that's number five.
Okay, keep right on going. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Number six, tip number six. Okay, this is something that you have to always do. You have to market and get your brand out there and get your, or I say your brand or your message. Put yourself out there. No one can have a business and you not, you know, by not telling people what you have. You can't be afraid when it comes to market your business. You know, at least every day, at least 50% of your time should be in your when you're working on your business. Some of us have more time than others. You know, I might allow four hours a day for my business. When I was working with the post office, I could only allow an hour or two a day at my business. But half of that time that I spent working my business, I was actively marketing and promoting my business. And this is what I found. Effective marketing will help you connect with people who could become potential clients for you. That's your goal. Your goal for marketing is to make money. You know, it's to build your network. And so that's what I want you to do. Half that time you're working your business, concentrate on your marketing of your business. And we'll be giving, as I said, free tips and more tips along the way for this. And number seven, Cynthia, is networking and partnering. So, you know, you can find that in business, if you don't have a customer base, you don't have a business. So you need to get out there and network, build relationships with other entrepreneurs who may be potential partners for you, or, you know, they might know people who can use your service. So you don't always need to reinvent the wheel, but make an effort to attend industry networking functions to meet other people, and, you know, just make an effort to get out there. And be open-minded. Ask for help. You know, set aside your pride and be open-minded about creating a mutually beneficial partnership to stretch your resources and position your business for opportunities you may not have been able to pursue on your own. Your goal is to make money. So if someone else can help you, let them. And I had to write that out, and I'm reading it because that part right there is so important. And I'll be posting these tips on your, you know, on my blog, and you can access them from my blog, and you can go to RuthBradford.com to get more information. But those are the seven tips that I have today.
That is fantastic. If you could just run down the words, the key words again, that would be great. And the numbers, number one.
Mm-hmm. Number one, reflect and give thanks and praise. Mm-hmm. Number two, assess your decision and strategies. Number three, action and take action. Position yourself and your business for success. Number four, plan. If you plan to fail, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Number five, prioritize. Prioritize your task and your time. Number six, market and get your brand out there. Number seven, network and partner for success.
That is fantastic. I hope that people have gotten those notes. And as Ruth has said, she will put it on her site. And Ruth, again, if you could tell everybody how they can access and get to where they can go to that. Just say that again, please.
Okay, you can go to RuthBradford.com. I'll have that up on the site at the close of the show, but by the time, you know, we get off the air. But, you know, you can also find me on Facebook by just searching Ruth Bradford. You can find me on Twitter as well. It's Facebook.com/RuthBradford, Twitter.com/RuthBradford. So those are the places where I hang out during the day. And I'm just loving this year, you know. And I guess getting back to the theme of your show, Cynthia, we want to make sure that these action tips that you're going to take, make it fun. There's seven tips. one for every day of the week. So that number seven, if you, you know, if you don't get to one today, you know, you've still got, you know, seven tips for 7 days. So take one tip a day and just work on that.
Well, that's it, folks. That's 7 tips for 7 days, and that's from Ruth Bradford. And, again, you know, we just go, we are searching the world over, and we searched the world over, and I met Ruth Bradford after she met us. And this is the kind of information that we want to bring you, and we're going to have fun doing the things that we do, being creative. We call that Kujichaga Kuumba in Kiswahili, Kuumba, creativity. I'm going to take a moment, Ruth, just to take a station break.
All right.
Just to, again, let people know that they're on Home-Based Fitness 101, the Jasari's Love Show. And we just, again, want to thank the 26,127 listeners. And, again, this show is to bring forth home-based businesses, whether they are network marketers or people who have different types of other businesses, consultation firms, if you do taxes in your home, if you are a dance instructor in your home, piano lessons, whatever you're doing, just helping you to be able to market it, as Ruth said, making sure that you are networking with other folks, that you have action plans and things of that sort. So this is what this station is all about, just wanting to get the word out so that people know that, you know, you have a home-based business that, and there's just so much that you can get out of that. Also, I want to go on and just reemphasize, as Ruth just did, that part about fun. So many times we get kind of stuffed shirt, and we have to kind of relax a little bit and know that this, hopefully your business that you're doing is something that you have a passion for. Then on the other hand, it may be a means to an end. My passion is actually Movement Salem, the performing arts company. I love working with children. However, I have the ZamZoo business that I need, that business actually, to help me with my what I do with children. It keeps me from having to sit down and write hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of time-consuming grants. And so a lot of us, you know, our why do we do what we do? Our why, your why is what kind of pushes you forward. And as Ruth said, you have to reflect. So I spend a lot of time reflecting to keep myself motivated as to why am I doing the thing that I do. Why am I in this business? Well, I'm in it because I want to be able to raise the kind of money that will not only affect my lifestyle to give me the type of life that I want, the type of home that I want to live in, but also so that the young people that I work with and have been working with for years, that I can have the tools to continue working with them. You know, if you need transportation to take youth from here to there, you know, that means you have to purchase a van. If you have a dance group, that might mean helping to outfit them. Sometimes the parents don't have all that money for all these fancy costumes and things that our dancers wear. So all those things are very important. And then also taking young people out of their comfort zone. If I want to take them to a trip to New York City that so they can see another production being done professionally, then therefore that costs money. So those are some of the reasons why we do the things that we do. Those are some of the challenges you're going to find in your business. And your desire to want to grow, that can be a challenge. Maybe you have one piano, and you're a piano teacher. Maybe you need to have two. So those are the type of things. Sometimes we limit ourselves. And, Ruth, you're still there, aren't you? Sometimes we limit ourselves, and we don't realize that we're limiting ourselves because of lack of income. So what we've done is we have not allowed ourselves to have a broader picture. And we have to sit down and do, as Ruth said, reflect. Sit down and think about, well, wait a minute, what is it that you really want? You need to take a moment.
No, Cynthia, you're so right. Anything that you create first starts in your mind as a thought. And there's a Bible verse, as a man thinks, so is he. And as a woman thinks, so is she. I'm going to say that. But, you know, anything your mind can achieve, anything your mind can believe, Cynthia, it can achieve. That is, I think Napoleon Hill said that.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. If you just reflect, anything you want, you can have it. You just have to have that desire to create, you know, to bring your thoughts from the creative to, you know, something you created to the physical. You've done it. Look at this show. This show, Jasare Love. In fact, Jasare Love, the first time I saw your song, I called you. I said, what does Jasare mean? Can you tell everybody what that means?
Oh, yeah. It means awesome. It means bold. And so I put
awesome.
That in front of the
word love. Audacious. Because, I like that.
Audacious.
So, be bold. If you can dream something, you got to go out there and just be bold enough to step out and say, this is what I want. I can have it. I will have it this year in 2011. You will do it.
Okay. Don't now, with that said, we're down to our last 4 minutes, and I'll just close it out with, as Ruth just got to saying, then believe what you can do, that you can do it. And as we always say, take the appropriate action. However, don't be afraid to be a little bit bold and add your own style, own flavor and style. With that said, this is Jasare's Love, and I want to thank our guest, Ms. Ruth Bradford, for being on the show today. And as we always close, you're welcome. You're so welcome. As we always close out, it is my time, it is your time, it is our time. I'm claiming it, and if everybody says the same thing, it's my time, then it will be all of our time. Okay, and I'm going to put that on, and thank you so much, and happy New Year from Ruth and Cynthia Jaheen. Bye now.
Up. hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
Okay, you still there, Ruth?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah.
I think you still might be on the air.
All right, I'm going to call you. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Thank you so much for coming on.